Although Apple created the most user-friendly computer, it's no longer seen as a leader in the industry. Technology writer Stephen Levy says that Apple may be at its lowest point, but he cautions against giving up your trusted Mac.
The bloom is off Apple Computer. This year, the company has been on the kind of roller coaster you can only create in a software simulation. Plenty of steep falls and no upgrades. The one-time standard bearer in the PC field lost money in what should have been its most profitable quarter. Tossed out its ineffectual leader after an excruciating period of vacillation, and offered itself for sale like a fire-damaged Persian rug. Meanwhile, 9 out of 10 computer users are tapping keyboards attached to machines that aren't Apple. And for the first time, even loyal customers are wondering whether their next computer should be a Mac. Surely this is the nadir of Apple's fortunes. The mood of Apple's considerable following during this spell was not depression, but outrage. They were furious that the people running the company apparently had given up on the idea that Apple could reclaim its former glory. One Macintosh fanatic described the feelings of his peers as kin to the cries of little Timmy, the master of the TV dog Lassie. Whenever that intrepid collie would get critically injured, the tousle-haired boy would plead with the dog, "Don't die, girl. Lassie, don't die." That chant reflected the views of the Appleoids towards the company that still inspired them. What is it about Apple that makes people so emotional about its fate? And how does a company with such loyal customers find itself in such trouble? The answer to the first question is that Apple had a mythic beginning. Two guys in a garage who started a billion-dollar company, and products that were so magical that they bolstered that myth. The Macintosh was the computer that should have conquered the world. In a way, it did. Almost every keyboard jockey now uses the system that made the Mac famous. Little pictures on a screen, a mouse moving a cursor. Unfortunately for Apple, the overwhelming computer favorite in the 90s is not the Macintosh, but machines that run Windows, that relatively pale imitation of the Mac designed and sold by Microsoft. Apple could have had it all, but instead of licensing its system to other manufacturers, the company kept a tight grip on the Mac system. Since Apple charged a lot for its computers, almost twice what the other guys charged in some cases, the Macintosh became known as a luxury machine. More recently, Apple has been plagued by stodgy leaders. Its CEO, Michael Spindler, actually used to brag that he wasn't a visionary. But vision is what made Apple Computer worth caring about. And it was a lack of vision that led Apple to largely miss the internet boom that could have changed its fortune. Now, Apple has a new leader, Gilbert Amelio, formerly of National Semiconductor. He's known as a turnaround artist, and God knows Apple needs turning around. Fortunately, Apple will provide him with the ingredients to do this. Its products are still demonstrably easier to use and just plain more fun than the competition. Its employees still include many of the best and brightest of Silicon Valley. Some of them have created new technological advances, an envelope-pushing new operating system, a novel way to surf the internet, that may soon see the light of day and bring new energy to the Mac market. And when it comes to the value of a name, there is nothing in the computer world even vaguely comparable to the charismatic Macintosh. There are over 15 million happy owners, and this loyal customer base alone assures that Apple is not going anywhere. And if you buy a Macintosh tomorrow, you don't have to worry about obsolescence. Even if the unthinkable happens and the company is sold, the buyer will do so with the intent of strengthening the valuable Macintosh brand. The most important thing that Amelio can bring to Apple is renewed confidence to make it on its own. He insists the company is no longer for sale. He assures his employees he can turn things around. He promises his customers that their grandchildren will be buying Apple computers. Hallelujah. The millions of users who have bonded with a Mac know in their hearts that Apple has a chance to be great again. Can it be that the people in charge of Apple have finally come to believe it too? Don't die, Apple. Don't die.
Stephen Levy writes about technology for Newsweek magazine.